Access report number 890372. The report is dated 030682 and is written by Private Cordelia Young. Play report.
Instant report for High Admiral Noravas. This is Private Cordelia Young. I have compiled interviews concerning the incursion at the preliminary reports made it appear as though it were a simple case of Alliance espionage, but upon further inspection, it seems to be more. I shall allow the interviews to speak for themselves.
State your clone's strain name.
Nora.
And your call sign.
Black.
And what is your rank, Nora Black?
Commander.
Thank you. Could you please describe your experience?
My squadron received the report that there was suspicious activity around an archive facility. We made our way over.
And what happened when you arrived?
We went inside. The alarms had already been tripped. Killed all but one of them. They didn't put up much of a fight.
What were the strains of the clones trying to infiltrate the facility?
Couple of Williams, a Baz, and a Cordelia.
And your squadron?
I've got a Valerie, a William, and a Diana.
And you were able to handle the infiltrators?
Like I said, they didn't put up much of a fight.
And the Cordelia unit?
Oh, she didn't even bother fighting. She gave up right away.
The immediate evidence would suggest an abrupt and most likely spontaneous attempt. The infiltrators were taken by surprise and were quickly neutralised.
Well, they weren't Alliance, I can tell you that.
Why do you say that?
They were good soldiers. Loyal. Respectful. I never would have thought that they could even go rogue.
Then how do you explain our current situation?
I honestly can't.
You knew them personally?
Well, not all of them.
Who didn't you know?
The Cordelia. I'd never met her before, never even seen her.
Do you know how they might have come into contact with such a unit?
Not really.
Background checks were of course done on all of the individuals, but not before the Cordelia, identified as Cordelia Haig, was transported to and interrogated.
What was your intention with Cordelia Haig?
We needed information about the intention of this attack. We were caught wholly off guard, don't mind admitting it. It exposed a weak point in the city and we needed to understand if there was any more like it. She was the only survivor and the natural person to ask.
But that wasn't how it went, was it?
No, it wasn't.
You don't mind admitting that either?
On the contrary, I mind a great deal. This was an embarrassment.
It was.
You must understand that Cordelia's exist somewhat separately to the other 11 strains.
Do I?
Yes. Your unique position as alternates meant we needed to take her infiltration more seriously, as she could do more widespread damage.
How did that go?
You know very well how it went.
I'd just like to hear it in your words.
We may have underestimated the threat.
Or overestimated your ability.
As I said, we may have underestimated this Cordelia's abilities.
Tell me how she escaped. The is meant to be one of the most secure bases in the Collective, and you let her escape.
The security measures in place are less for keeping things in than they are for keeping things out.
Interesting. I'll note that in the report, then. Shall we say there is a flaw in the design?
No.
I thought not.
She attacked two of her interrogators. She was able to smuggle in some kind of device that,
cracked your systems wide open?
Yes.
And what was she able to retrieve?
Well, it'd be faster to list what she wasn't able to retrieve.
Do you find this funny?
Not in the slightest, but what can I do at this point? Someone's head has got to roll for this. I think we all know whose it's got to be.
Charles Sands has since been processed for correction due to his lack of effectiveness in the incident. Because of this, he was unavailable for further examination.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Have you been able to understand at what point these individuals turned?
Interestingly enough, no. We've dug through their communications record and they're all clean.
Not one indication of motive?
Nope, nothing.
What about the Cordelia?
Well, we know she wasn't no Cordelia Haig, that's for sure. We found Haig's remains in the flat that the imposter was inhabiting.
And no one flagged this? I thought we had measures in place to prevent this.
We do, but she was able to get past them by the looks of things. I assume she used the corpse for the DNA tests? Clever, really.
And what's that you said about this paraphernalia that you found in the flat?
Yeah, right. This is our other theory about the accomplices. We found literature on compelling people. Hypnosis and that.
You can't be serious.
I know, but apparently it's quite real. Or at least part of it, anyway.
You're telling me that this Cordelia compelled members of our forces to comply with her orders?
Something like that, yeah. It's hard to do. You need to find the right kind of people. Ones who don't suspect you. We think she could have been planning this for months.
If it is true that she was planning this breach for months, then there must have been records of this somewhere. There didn't appear to be anything immediately evident, but as the investigation continued, we found a damaged piece of kit. It was believed that the data was unrecoverable, but after sending the material to Baz Baralis, the lead engineer for the Collective Science Division, we were able to recover a small amount of audio data. What follows is the best reconstruction we were able to create from the available information.
Cordelia Cunningham reporting. The logs that follow will document the infiltration of the collective base known as the which serves the base of if we can understand. I have been experimenting with compulsion. It is difficult to find the right subjects to start with. My initial experiments on the Alliance homeworld proved inconclusive, but I believe that I can find the right subjects here. I plan to start with. It's taken a very long time, but we're almost ready. Not long until the day. The subjects have been placed into the first stage of the compulsion. But I need to take my time. The risk of getting this wrong is. I have decided to set this recording to self-destruct several hours after the first incursion. The risk of this recording falling into the wrong hands is too high. If I am able to infiltrate and escape, then we will have all the data we need. But my hope is to have this recording in somewhere recovered by the Alliance. The weaknesses I have found while undercover are staggering. This data will be invaluable.
This was all that was recoverable from what is estimated to have been over 28 hours worth of material. It confirms several suspicions presented through this report and confirms that the unit's call sign was Cunningham. The question still remains, what was recovered from the databanks of the...
This is Agent Cordelia Cunningham. I have been able to infiltrate the... I don't have much time. All that I could retrieve is attached to this message. I'm sorry I couldn't find more. They know so much more than we originally thought. Matthew units are a bigger threat than we imagined. Let them know that I did this for the Alliance.
What we can extrapolate from her final transmission is that she did not recover all that she was hoping to. Nonetheless, some confidential material has left our borders. To conclude, the actions taken against Charles Sands appear to have proven effective in subduing any unease caused by the incident. The consensus seems to be that his removal has signalled the end of the matter. I would suggest further supervision of all other high-ranking individuals who worked under Charles.
Intelligence has also been mandated to instruct our agents within the Alliance to be aware of any new intelligence coming in. This should give us an understanding of what level of breach was suffered. No further action is suggested at this time.
End report number 890372.
Thank you for listening to our mini-episode for the Orphans for International Podcast Month. This is creator of the Orphans, Zachary Fortescom. In that episode, you heard Beth Eyre as Cordelia Young and Cordelia Cunningham, Amy Kember as Nora Black, Declan Galpin as William Tell, Felix Trench as Charles Sands, and Gavin Richards as Richard Crown. The music is by James Barbarossa. We'd like to give special thanks to our voice editor, Ella Watts, as well as Liz Campbell, Kat Blackard, and Laura Gerling. If you'd like to hear more from The Orphans, just search us on your favorite podcatcher and catch up with our first three seasons. Check out The Orphans on Twitter and Facebook at Orphans Audio. We also have a Patreon, where you can get bonus episodes of The Orphans up to 2 weeks early, as well as annotated scripts and the soundtrack for each episode. We're so grateful to have been a part of International Podcast Month. Be sure to tweet at Pod Month, hashtag IPM2018. Thank you.